Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and this is the Tuesday show. So how is everyone today? How did your visualizations go yesterday? Can I say that? Visualizations? How did they go? You were with me yesterday. We talked a lot about visualizing things that you want, holding the vision of what you want, and just making a clear picture of it. And kind of it's that attachment between the emotion and the picture of what you want. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about that, so I'll take your calls, we'll talk to dead people, we'll see what's going on with you, if you want to call in. But I wanted to give you my experience on that so far. Okay, so as I talked about yesterday, I had this visualization, and now this thing about wanting a Mini Cooper. I don't have a Mini Cooper, I would love to have them. For some reason, I really like Mini Coopers. I've actually liked Mini Coopers for a long time, even before they were owned by BMW. I thought they were the coolest little British car. I guess I'm into go-kart kind of thing, you know, really close to the ground, kind of whipping around corners really quick sort of car. Very stable little car. So that's why I like Mini Coopers. So I thought I'd visualize them. Now, I'll give you a strange coincidence. Now, I would say it's coincidence. I've got to say it's the universe responding to my request about Mini Coopers. Now, you could say that also because you put it in your visualization to see Mini Coopers, especially the four-door type, that I would be more aware of them. I would be noticing them. And that's true because I have been noticing a lot more Mini Coopers. And that could be just because I'm focusing on it and my attention is on it. But I'll give you one that I thought was rather interesting. See, I live near the corner of an intersection, and I had to walk this morning. Well, actually, I had to take my car up the intersection, through the intersection, and park on a different street. And as I'm waiting at the light to go through the intersection to, you know, cross the street, there was a Mini Cooper parked at the corner. I thought, well, that's cool. It's coming my direction, just right at the intersection, a Mini Cooper. I thought, well, that's cool. That's my first one of the day. Wow, a Mini Cooper. What a way to start the day off at that corner, right? So I went out, went to breakfast with a friend of mine. We talked for a while, and I came back. And so I had to go out again, but I had to go get my car because I parked it up the street because it's street sweeping day and all that stuff, and I had to move my car a block away. Long story, right? To get to the point. The point is, as I'm getting to that same corner, there is a different Mini Cooper ready to come across the intersection toward me. Same type, four-door, different car, different color. So I'd have to take that as a sign from the universe. It's really coincidence that at two different times, within about a couple hours of each other, at that same intersection, there would be a Mini Cooper coming towards me. What do you think? Do you think that's just coincidence? Or you think that's maybe the universe is making me aware of Mini Coopers? I like to think in terms of, you know, I'm visualizing it. I'm being more aware of it. But also the universe is showing me more of them. Okay? So that's my little story about visualizations. Now, have you been visualizing anything to see more of something in your life? Whether you want it or not, maybe you've been visualizing something that and it appears that it shows up more. Let's pick something, whatever it is that you want to visualize more of. Now, it's got to feel good. So I like Mini Coopers. I like what they look like. I think they're cute. They're adorable. I'm being realistic about, you know, having one right now, but I'd like them. I would like to own one. So I'm visualizing them. Next, I got to visualize myself inside one, which I've been doing that too, driving up the coast in a Mini Cooper with my dog in the back, and I've been seeing this lady next to me in the Mini Cooper. I don't know who it is. All I see is some legs and a scarf. That's kind of interesting, huh? So that's my story on Mini Coopers. Now, I'll tell you more about visualizing people in your life. If you're trying to visualize a certain type of person in your life, in general, you can get real specific, but then that's kind of controlling the situation too much, I think. But if you can generalize kind of a type that you like, either in a relationship or a friend, or maybe you're just visualizing a group of friends that laugh a lot and play a lot and having fun together, that's good. You can do that. So I'm waiting for callers. I know I am back, and we will talk to dead people, but I have some articles anyway. We'll get into the articles, and it's about visualization. It's about, and also have an interesting article, and this is for guys more than women, but I want women to listen to this if you're listening. It's 9 signs she's just not that into you. And I read this and I go, oh my goodness. Do I want to start there? Yeah, let's start there. This is fun. Then we'll get into visualization. This is kind of a reality check. And for women, the question would be, do you do this to men? Do you do this? Any of those. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, do you do this? Maybe you need to be a little different in your approach if you're not into somebody, because it's kind of stringing men on. Okay, so feeling some distance from the woman you're pursuing. This is from beliefnet.com, and it's under their heading of relationships. And I don't know the author, but I've seen a lot of these, and I'm aware of a lot of these. So I think it's a really good article. And it's for guys to take a look at and for women to think about. Okay, am I doing this to men? Ooh, okay, so let me get into the main part of the article. I'll check back and see if anybody wants to talk to me, if you have any questions for Spirit. If you want to talk to some dead people, we can do that. We'll get more into visualizations. I have a great article on visualizing, and it's from Jack Canfield, who was in The Secret, and he's written the Chicken Soup books and so forth. Visualize and affirm your desired outcomes, a step-by-step guide. Very cool idea, right? So we'll do that. But I wanted to do this other article because it's kind of fun. And so, women, if you're listening to this, what do you think? Do you do any of these? And number one, when a woman says, I'm not ready for a relationship right now. Now, I heard that recently, so I got that one recently. It's like, okay, she's really saying, I'm just not that into you. Now, what do you think about that, women? What do you think? Now, I mean, there might be some truth in, oh, I'm not ready for a relationship. I just came out of something, but why are you going on a date, right? This line is used to let you off easy. Ooh, ah, that one hurts. Owie, 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 owie. When she's into you, regardless of hurt from previous relationships, she will pursue, at least make sure your interest isn't going elsewhere. She'll kind of hold on to you. Maybe she's recovering, but she doesn't want to let you go. Ah, now could you reverse that around? I don't know if you can apply that to men the same way you can to women, but you could reverse it, I guess. I'm really not ready for a relationship right now. Men could say that without even, you know, like truthfully, really. Okay, but let's go into it. She hardly calls or returns calls. Ooh, that's a good one. Yes, been there. I know that one too. Yes. When a woman isn't engaging in an active dialogue with you, not making or returning phone calls or text messages, or doing so days later, she's telling you she wants to be left alone. Ooh, ow, yes. This is really good for guys, and it could be the same for you. Men could do the same thing. We do the same thing. If we're not rushing to get back to you, now people play games. Well, we got to wait a few hours, but you know, you're not going to delay too much, right? The 24-hour window is usually, well, even a 4-hour window is pretty a long time in many cases. Don't take this as her playing hard to get. She's not initiating the conversation, responding to it. She's just not that interested. What do you think? I thought this was kind of, I like relationship issues and questions and stuff, and I think this is a fascinating one. If you're a woman, what do you think about that? Do you do that? Guy's pursuing you a little bit, and you just kind of put him off. Maybe I don't want to call him back. Maybe I'll hold back from calling him back. Yeah, maybe I don't want to call him back. I don't want to return this text right now. And maybe subconsciously you're saying, yeah, I'm not into that guy. I'm just not into that. You know, if you're into him, wouldn't you kind of jump back on it real quick within a reasonable period of time? maybe not in 5 minutes, but sometimes within 5 minutes, if there's a question that you think it's valid, you would, right? Boom, done, got it. This one I love, and I've been there, done that, been there, put in this one before. That's why I like this article, because I've experienced almost all of these, and I'm going, oh yeah, okay, I get it. I got it. She keeps putting you in the friend zone. If she's happy being single, that's the quote, or sees you better as a friend. Oh, that one hurts. That one's just like, okay, we're done. She cares about your feelings and appreciates the relationship you have, but doesn't see you as a romantic interest. So women out there, what do you think about this stuff? Do you do this to men? If you're in the friend zone, she's either not physically attracted. I've been there. Done that one. Now, if a woman's honest with you, okay, let me finish this third statement here, and then I'll be a little my opinion or where I've been at and what's happened to me, which I think is very honest to you, or she doesn't think you're compatible, don't try with this one because you probably won't get her to change your mind. Yep. If she's not into you physically, and I've heard that, I enjoy your company, but I'm just not into, I could never have sex with you. That's what I've heard. I mean, blunt, straightforward, it right on the table. I don't see you romantically. Oh, you're fun, and let's stay friends, but. That's, she's just not that interested in you. Guys do that not as much as women. I don't think we do that. I think we don't go that far with it. We're not going to start dating somebody usually unless we're not physically attracted to them. Okay? Men are more visual. We go straight to the, wow, she's hot. I'm interested in her. And young and old, it doesn't matter what age you are. And so men are most likely not to put women in the friend zone. Unless a woman's coming on to them and they're not interested, then it's usually, oh, let me put you in the friend zone. Okay. She's finding herself. Now I'll check back and see if there's anybody who wants to talk to me in a moment. Let me just go through this one and I'll check back. We're halfway through this, but this is really fascinating stuff. Think about this. I think I posted this to Facebook. I should post this to Facebook. Yeah, I will, because Facebook people would love this stuff, right? Yeah, my friends. They're going, no. A woman generally knows from the moment she sees you whether she can see herself with you. While this can change, physical attraction generally doesn't. Aha. She tells you she's finding herself. She's really telling you she's looking for the person who will make her want to take her mind off the distractions, including finding herself. Now, women, okay, you're out there. You're in the chat room or you're calling in. What do you think about that one? Now, I've heard different sides of the story. I've heard women say, we it takes us time. We don't just jump into stuff. We want to be friends first. But what do you think about that last statement? Okay, really? A woman generally knows from the moment she sees you whether she can see herself with you. We're talking physically, emotionally, and so forth. And so I've heard it takes the first 8 minutes. You meet somebody, go on a date, 8 minutes later, you got a pretty good idea. You want to go further with it. You want to explore it. So one friend of mine once said she wants to see what's underneath the wrapper. She wants to unwrap you. She wants to see more. She wants to see what's under the covers, the clothes. She's curious about you at that deeper level. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but that's what I've heard. And I have a tendency to agree with that. Men and women, it doesn't take very long to get to that place. And it's the same thing with men. Men, you know, and it's a chemistry thing. It really is. You know, it's a biological chemistry kind of energy thing that we connect at some level. I agree. I believe that. In all this, let's be friends and see what happens. Even the people who are friends that turn into relationships, if you ask them, generally they will say, yeah, even at first there was that little bit of, I really was kind of attracted to her, but we just became friends for a while because of her situation. What do you think? I'm just going to put that out there. Now, this one has happened to me recently. We didn't end up going out as friends. See, friends met as friends. She cancels your plans. If you're always making plans with her and they're always falling through because she cancels, she's not trying and wants you to get the hint. When a woman is interested, no matter how busy her schedule, she'll make time for you. And same thing with men. We'd do the same thing. If we're into somebody, we're going to clear the deck a little bit. We're going to find a way to be with that person, to spend time with that person. So if somebody's saying to you, man or woman, oh, you know, I just got all this stuff going on, or they suddenly get ill, or their mother calls them, or their father calls them, or their daughters or grandchildren, you know, everything is going on in their life all at once. You know, oh, I got to go babysit. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. I got to, you know, no, she's not into you. She keeps canceling. That's a sign. And men can do the same thing. So I you know, it's, and I'm going through this article and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, well, wouldn't it be better to just be honest up front? You know, I'm not just not into you. In a nice, polite way, saying, you know what? I think I'm going to move on. So let me do a couple more. I see I have callers coming in, but, and I want your opinion on some of this because this is kind of fascinating stuff. And I know it's a little off the topic that I talked about visualization. Now, if you want to turn this into a visualization thing, you can visualize yourself with somebody who's anxious to call you and wants to spend time with you. Oh, this one, next one is really like, this is like, you might as well run when you hear this one. She talks to you about other men a lot. Think about it like this. If you're always bringing up other women to another woman, don't you think it would turn her off? Now, this is a guy doing the same thing. If I'm always talking about this girl I was dating or this woman I was dating and talking to somebody I'm trying to go out with or wanting to go out with, wouldn't that be a turnoff? It works the same way from the opposite end. If she's always bringing up other men, she's either very insecure, very not into you, or both. Either way, this indicates the kind of trouble you may want to walk away from. What do you think? Okay, I got callers, but yeah, she's always talking about comparison, you know, like, wow, what's his name, you know, always bringing up, well, there's another one about bringing up the past, but we'll get into that in a minute. And the next one's really big too. The next one is really big too. Okay. So this is just thought. Now, some of them will go back and forth between men and women, but I think they're rather interesting. I'm just having some fun today, right? Having a little fun. Let me take a call, see what you think. Hello? Can I hear you? Hello?
Hi, you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm here. How are you?
I'm fine. Has a woman ever done that to you? Any of those?
Well, I mean, there's a girl I have a crush on at work.
We'll be careful with that one.
And why?
Is she putting you off?
Well, I've been kind of talking with her a little bit in the lunchroom.
Okay.
And I asked her out a couple of times.
Okay.
And she said no.
Okay.
So I've been following her home.
Okay. Well, let's just leave it there. So do you have a question for me? I don't want to go into all the gory details, but so did you have a question?
Yeah, it's not gory. I want to ask her out again, but maybe I just need to get to know her routine.
Why?
To get to know her better.
If she said you twice, no, let it go. You've asked her out twice. Let it go. And if she she realizes you're interested because you've asked her out, correct?
Yeah, I asked her out.
Okay, so it's time. The ball is in her court, basically. Okay?
Well,
I mean, the simple
maybe
answer
the ball
that.
Maybe the ball is in my court.
No. Okay. We're going to disagree on this, and that's fine. And you can do whatever you want to do. But if you continue to pursue and she shows very little interest, you're up you're against an uphill battle, because usually a woman, and this is my experience, and this is from doing relationship work and talking to a lot of people and going to a lot of classes and so forth on this, if she doesn't show interest immediately or shortly thereafter. Now, you could become friends, just friends. Just leave it as friends. Don't worry about dating. Just be friends and see where it goes. That's the only other alternative you have.
So you're saying I should follow her home to become friends and continue following her home?
No, I would say stay with her and be friends at work, maybe have coffee, do something like that. But follow her home, that's kind of stalking a little bit, and I would be careful of that. I'm going to let you go. Just be careful.
Well,
with this
I have
one, okay?
One more question. What should I do with the naked pictures I have of her?
Okay, I'm going to let you go. Bye. Okay, well, there we go. We got we went off the top here. Yes, that was not so much fun, but that's okay. Yeah, really, but yeah, it's, you know, spirituality, you know, being respectful of other people and all of that sort of thing, right? Yes. Okay, let me get back to the article, and we'll get into visualization a little bit more in a minute, because I want you to work on your visualizing what you want in life. Yes. In relationships, the visualization really is more general than specific, because I've had a lot of clients in the past say, I want this specific person, and you can't control other people, obviously. You can't control, but you can visualize in general what you want. You want a loving relationship. You can visualize yourself in a very loving situation where you're doing things, not sexually, but, you know, doing things together, laughing, having fun, doing all of those things. And if you look at marriage, you know, I read an article yesterday, it talked about, you know, if you're thinking about getting married, you can visualize yourself in at the altar. Yeah, just hold yourself dressed, ready to go, and hold on to that vision. Okay, so she shows little affection. Read her body language. Ooh, that's a big one. Read her body language. Does she actually actively smile when you're talking? Slightly touch you in the midst of conversation, even laugh at your corny jokes, or does there seem to be a physical barrier when the two of you are in the same room? Now, this is a big one. And she's very standoffish. Now, some people are very shy, but from my experience and my studies, that even the shyest person, when they're attracted to somebody, will make some kind of physical move forward. Now, men more so than women. Men are, we can be, go beyond the norm here. But if the answer is the latter, okay, if there's a barrier, this is a sign there is a lack of interest on her part. A woman who's into you wants to get close to you, both physically and emotionally. So a woman will, you know, make an excuse to maybe, oh, let me see your hand, let me see your ring on your finger, or touch you on the shoulder, or do little things just to show a slight amount of affection that she's into you. Or laugh, or as they say, or smile a lot. Now, some people, body language, you can study body language. There's a whole article on body language about how you can tell. Now, I've been to with NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and there's like interesting studies been done on body language. And they call modeling, which means not like on a runway modeling, but modeling, people modeling each other and following the movements. Let's say you cross your legs. Does she cross her legs? Let's say you touch your, hold your fingers on your, you put your hand on your chin. Does she do something very similar? Or if you're playing with your hair, does she do something fairly? You cross your arms or fold your hands. Does she follow you and do very similar movements? Even sometimes the opposite, but very similar movements. That means she's into you or he's into you. Because once you start getting into that rhythm of modeling each other, then you're connecting. And it's really kind of an interesting thing that happens. So watch it. If you're on a date or with somebody. Now, I learned it also. You can use this in sales or in business. You can see if somebody's connecting to you when you're giving them a presentation. Are they following you? Are they modeling you? Are they following your tone of voice? Now, you can work with people that way, but also just kind of follow their tone of voice, the rhythm, their modulation, the pace and pacing of their words. And if you follow that, you can start to connect with somebody. you're going to stay disconnected. So watch the body language. Are they following you? Are they modeling you? Okay. If you put your hand on the table, do they put their hand on the table? Do they kind of reach towards you or not? Body language. Really big deal. Okay. So moving right along. Let's move on to the next one, and then we'll get into visualization more, a whole article by Jack Canfield on visualization. Now, if you want to call in, if you want to talk to some dead people, your ancestors, we'll do that. I'm just kind of having fun today with this one. This is kind of a fun. She talks about her ex a lot. What do you think about that one? She talks about her ex a lot. You ever been there? I was coaching, what I call intuitive coaching. I was coaching a couple, and he called me, and he was upset about the fact that she did this. And it was like a real concern. And I don't think she realized that she was doing it, but it was brought up. Oh, yeah, okay. You know, some people just do it, and it's not, it just puts people in a very uneasy situation. So if she's already talking, if she's always talking about her ex, whether she's actively mentions getting back with him or everything she hated about him, this is a clear sign she hasn't moved on from her previous relationship. No matter how much effort you put into it, if her head or heart is somewhere else, you're a rebound and cutting yourself short. What do you think? Yeah, that's so true, though. You know, maybe she's just trying to grieve, but she's not focused on you. She's just grieving that relationship. She's not over that relationship. She's still bitter. She's still angry for whatever reason, right? Maybe it's time to back off a little bit. You know, just kind of let it go. And then you'll know one way or the other if it's just the phase that she's going through, the grieving process, or she's just using this subconsciously to put you off, right? She avoids your pursuits like the plague. I like this. This is an interesting one. If you've gathered up the nerve to ask her out, but she tells you she needs time or keeps avoiding your advances with a number of other excuses, she's stalling because she's not into you. This is kind of like that whole thing of you ask her out and she doesn't go out. Oh, no, I'm busy that night. Oh, I have plans with my girlfriends. Oh, I have this to do. Oh, I have that to do. When a woman wants to be with you, she will have little trouble reading her. You will have little trouble reading her interest, period. It's time to find someone who won't hesitate when you take that ultimate leap. So if you're asking somebody out and they're always making excuses, no, you, I got to do this, I got to do that, I can't do this, I can't do that, it's time to just move on. You're not, she's not into you, as the expression goes. She's just not into you. Now, I've had relationships I'm not going to go there. I'll leave that one alone. Okay, let me take another call. And then we'll get more into visualization and that sort of thing. We're going to change direction a little bit. But I thought that was really kind of a fascinating article because I could see myself and mirror myself in some of those situations going, oh, you know what? And sometimes we can be very foolish, right? We can just hang in there. It's not going to work. Just not going to work. You have to give up sometimes. Hello.
Hello. Bonjour. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Laurent.
Okay.
I'm originally from Paris, but I live in New York.
Okay. How can I help you today? Or can I? I don't know if I can help you or not.
Maybe you can. I've been dating this girl for 3 months now. And I'm a photographer, but I would very much like to take her pictures. How do I ask her to do this?
What do you mean? How do you ask her to do it? You ask her.
Just like that?
I mean, what's the question? Why wouldn't you want to take her picture?
No, I want to take her picture, but I'm scared she will say no.
Okay, so you want to take her picture. You've known her for 3 months, and you're not sure. Okay, well, you know, most people are flattered when somebody wants to take their picture.
Oh, yes.
And it's how you approach it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a friend. I would love to have your picture. I just want to see your, you know, what are you going to do with the pictures?
I'm making a coffee table book of people I know, people who have different experience in my life.
Okay. Okay. Then you tell her that. I really, you know, you would look really good in the picture. You know, because you're flattering her by buying her to take her picture, aren't you? Aren't you really flattering her? Because you're saying that you're a lovely woman and I really want you to be in this because I really want, you know, to be part of this because you're a lovely woman and so forth and so on, right?
Right. So you think she would say, okay, if I ask her to take a picture of her sheet?
What? I'm sorry?
I'd like to take a picture of her sheet.
Sheet? I don't understand.
Yes. No, her sheet.
Just take a picture of her, okay?
No, but
I'm gonna let you go.
Please don't leave me. It's an important question.
I don't understand the question, but yeah, if you do this discreetly with good taste and decency, she will let you do it, okay? I'm gonna move on.
But wait 1 minute.
Okay, another question. Okay, why am I getting these really interesting calls? Every time I get into talk about relationships, I seem to get men who kind of go into weird areas of relationships situations. I'm not sure what he was intending to do okay. So I'm going to leave that one alone. Just go there. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so we're going to talk about visualizations and then I'll take another call and we'll go from there. And if you're not into talking to dead people, if you want to talk about visualizations, let's do that. Okay. But if you're going to go off into a tangent somewhere, I'm not going to stay with the call. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, so you don't want to take pictures of some man in the sheets or whatever he was saying. I have no idea what that man was saying, but that's all right. People are people are interesting. Okay. They call them trolls, if you know what I mean by a troll, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going on with you today?
I'm just trying to find myself, I guess. Everything's going crazy. I need to find myself grounded, I guess.
So, okay, why aren't you doing it?
Well, I don't know.
Okay,
I guess
So is there a question here? I'm trying to get to the core. So that's a big topic, finding yourself. Okay, so what spirit
about,
would say
you know,
to you? Here's what I hear for you. Find your priorities. Set your priorities. So what's number one? Because if you're finding yourself, you got to start somewhere. You can't just start randomly trying to figure out stuff. So what's the most important thing right now that you need to address in your life?
Career.
Okay, then you start with career, okay? Everything else is going to fall into place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been talking about visualizations for the last two. Do you know what you want to do work-wise?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so can you visualize yourself doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how does that feel?
It's a great feeling.
Okay, so what's the problem?
I have to advance myself with schooling, and with that, it's going to take more finances, you know?
Okay. So let's back up the finances a little bit, because now you're creating obstacles to getting where you want, right? Okay. So are you working now?
I am, but it's not meeting the demands.
Okay. So you need to change occupations, right?
I just need to get a better job.
Okay, that's what I mean. You need to get a better job. Why not find a job related to what you really like? You may not be the top position in what you want, but in the field that you want to be in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look for a position in the field that you want to be in. It doesn't have to be, you know, for example, and I'm throwing this out here just because, okay, let's say you want to be in the school, you know, environment, right? Get a job as a janitor, you know, but I'm not saying you do that, but find a position in the field that you want to be in so that you can work your way up to where you want to be. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the simple way to start. That's where you start. Because then you're in the field or in something you love to do or around something you love to do, and it builds the momentum of doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So start visualizing that. Start working. Start asking the universe, I want to be there. This is what I want. This is the field I want to be in, and I want to be there. Okay?
Okay.
God, the universe, whatever you'll get there, because if you're passionate about something, it will come to you. But you don't have to worry about the schooling right now, because you can start at the, not the bottom, but you can start to work your way up to it, correct?
That's correct. I've been working my way up to it, but I need to get to the other plateau. So.
Okay, then start visualizing what's the next step. What is the next step? Other than school, what is the next step?
The next step, it's school. It's no way around it for me to get there.
Okay. Well, you can do this. Absolutely, you have the drive and the determination. So you need to start visualizing, and you need to start asking God, the universe, for the means and how to do that. How is something you have not figured out? You turn that over and say, okay, God, I don't know how to get there, but show me how. Give me the miracle. Show me how to get there. Because I feel stuck right now. I don't know what to do. I'm beating my head against the wall, and I can't get there, right?
Right.
So now it's time to turn it over and say, I'm letting go. I'm going to give it to you, God. You show me how to do this. Because you know what I want to get there. And it's time for you to – I want you to show me what's the next step or how to get to the next place. And miracles do happen, and you have to believe in miracles.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
Without a doubt. I do know that one.
Okay, then you expect miracles. Expect miracles, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So it's really not, I'm going to emphasize this one more time. It's, if it's not working and you really love and are passionate about something and you want to get there and you know this is what you want to do and you don't know how, it's God's turn to show you how.
Okay.
Okay? Got it?
All right.
Okay. You won't be denied. You won't be denied.
That's true.
But it may take a little bit of time, but you won't be denied. Okay?
All right.
Bye now.
Bye. Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else had that problem in life where you want to be at a certain place and you just don't know how to get there? It's like, I want to be here. I want to do this. I want to do that. That's the law of attraction. It's principally, if you don't know how to do it, you got to turn it over and ask how to do it. Okay, guys, show me how to do it. Source, spirit, higher self, ancestors, whoever it might be, show me how. Give me miracles. Show me synchronicity. Synchronicity means you get that little signs that tell you, take this road, go to this place, do this, do that. Okay? It's like me and my Mini Coopers. I'm seeing Mini Coopers because I'm visualizing Mini Coopers. Okay? I'm saying okay a lot. I don't mean to say that a lot. But let me take another call. And then we won't get into visualization. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. More about visualizing what you want. Because it's really important for you to have a clear, passionate view of what you want. Some people say have a vision board. You can do that. But it has to feel good first. Whatever you want has to feel good. Hello?
Yes, it's me again. I asked my girlfriend to take picture of her sheet, and she leave me.
Okay, I don't understand what you're trying to do. I'm going to let you go.
I'm trying to explain to you, please.
I don't know what he's talking about. So there's a translation problem that I'm not clear about. So what are we going to do? We're going to do some quotes. We're not going to get into all of the visualization today. The next few minutes, I'm going to take an article from Pam Grout. One of my favorite authors. She's wrote E Squared, E Cubed. She has a new book out, which I'm reading, which is really a great book. Thank and Grow Rich. And it's about gratitude, appreciation. I have her article, and I'll read this to you because this is just her blog from yesterday or the day before. And let me go through here. I'm going to go to the bottom part where she shares some experiences from her readers. And I think I shared this before, but let me go through these because I didn't get to talk about this too much yesterday, and I'll just do this, okay? I don't know why I'm doing this today. Maybe I just need to do this. I'll change the energy field a little bit. You know what? I'm going to skip this altogether. I think we went through a lot of this yesterday. So let me go into Jack Canfield. Visualize and affirm your desired outcomes, a step-by-step guide. And we'll go through part of this and maybe we'll get to the rest of it here. This is from Jack Canfield. Maximizing your potential. It's just a good word, isn't it? Potential. You have an awesome power that most of us have never thought been taught to use efficiently. Elite athletes use it, the super rich use it, and peak performers in all fields know now use it. That is the power of called visualization. Athletes do it all the time. They visualize the outcome of what they want. Okay? They practice visualizing what the outcome. The daily practice of visualizing your dreams is already complete. Can rapidly accelerate your achievement of those dreams, goals, and ambitions. Think about that. The daily practice of visualizing your dreams. I had a gentleman, when I was in sales, and he wasn't my favorite person, but he was a really good salesperson. And he told me that he would visualize when a customer came in, the whole process from beginning to end and completing the sale. Now, he sold a lot. So that visualization really was part of his technique that really worked. And I've heard other sales and other people in business visualize the outcome. Okay, so here's the thought. Visualization of your goals and desires accomplishes four very important things. Make note of these. I'm going to save this article because this is a really good article. And for a class I'm going to give on similar subject. Okay, so let me find out where I want to put it. let me do that later. We'll do that later. Let me just get into this because it didn't pop up where I want to put it. It activates your creative subconsciousness, which will start generating creative ideas to achieve your goal. Let me read that again. Four important things. It activates your creative subconsciousness, which will start generating creative ideas to achieve your goals. Ooh, get the subconscious involved in it. It programs your brain to more readily perceive and recognize the resources which will need to achieve your dreams. Do that one again. It programs your brain to more readily perceive and recognize the resources. You go, aha, that's what I need to do. Aha, I got it. I need that. That'll work. And it brings those into your consciousness. You become more aware of those things that you normally might even ignore. You go, that's what I need to use. And it's like the outside, the higher self is telling you, yeah, that's what you need. Okay, it activates the law of attraction. Boom, done, right? It activates the law of attraction, thereby drawing into your life the people, resources, and circumstances you will need to achieve your goals. Now, let me do the fourth one because we're running out of time, but let me do the next one, and then we'll get into this more tomorrow. Okay? It builds your internal motivation to take the necessary actions to achieve your goal. Isn't that a beautiful idea? It builds your internal motivation to take the necessary actions. So if you're visualizing it, you're seeing it, and it feels good. It's got to feel good. It absolutely has to feel good. If you're doing something in here, if you're trying to manifest something, you're trying to visualize something in your life, and your body's not in sync with your mind, your consciousness. If your body's saying, no, that doesn't feel good, you might as well let it go. You might as well just let it go because it's got to feel good first. You got to be in that feel good place, like me and the the Mini Cooper. I'm sorry I don't have time for a call right now. And so maybe you can call back tomorrow. We can get into this. And tomorrow we'll talk to some more dead people. We'll do more about visualization tomorrow because this is one of my favorite subjects of how to manifest what you want in your life. And this is a good tool. I believe in visualization and I believe in affirmations. So you might want to think about both of those and we can talk more about that. And if you're interested, I can help you create some affirmations aligning with what you want. So I love you guys. Thank you. Bye.